T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Off and running to our third hour here of Sports Talk on WWL, AMFMN.com. Mark Menard of Master Control. Who was the player's name that you were just talking about? Who's he playing for in your Sports Flash?
I was talking about Temple Owls freshman guard Shiz Alston.
Shiz Alston.
S-H-I-Z-Z.
We don't have to hit the dump button.
No,
we
don't. So wait, his mom named him Shiz? Or Shiz. That's a nickname?
Maybe his dad named him Shiz. Man, I don't know.
That's his legal name.
Shiz.
I would have to look up and be sure, but that's okay. What he's called. That's what he goes by.
S-H-I-Z, obviously.
Two
Shiz,
Z's.
Two Z's. Shiz, what's up, bro? I mean, Shiz, come on. That has to be a nickname.
It has to be, right?
His name is Shiz Alston Jr.
So there's a senior. There's a Shiz senior.
It could be like Shizekiel.
Okay, so his real name is Levon Sean Alston Jr.
Okay, so okay,
yeah,
Shiz.
Yeah. Shiz, yeah.
Is a nickname.
Yeah. No, that's a cool nickname.
You'd like that nickname, Shiz?
Yeah, Shiz, especially if you could play ball.
Yeah, it's a good baller's name.
That's better than Swaggy P.
Yeah, I know Swaggy P is pretty cool. Yeah. I mean,
the thing is, Shiz.
When you have an exotic nickname, you got to be able to at least have played some.
You better have some talent of some kind, whether it's instrumental, musical talent, athletic talent, intellectual ability. So, you better have something.
And the thing is, you can't give...
Because look at my nickname, K-Dog. You don't have to have any talent to have a nickname like K-Dog.
No, but K-Dog is because Marines and the whole thing.
Right,
and
Chesty Puller, right.
The mascot of the Marines. And the bottom line is, you can't give yourself a nickname. Some people thought I gave myself the nickname Cajun Cannon. That came with the...
CFL,
no,
right?
No,
I mean, not CFL.
CFL, come on.
USFL. Person.
Yeah, that's a Michigan thing. That is from the Detroit Free Press. I want to say, I don't know, he's even alive. He was old back in the 80s, so he's probably dead. Kurt Sylvester. I mean, all of a sudden he goes, oh, yeah, I'm throwing bombs to Anthony Carter. So, Cajun and – so, oh, the Cajun Cannon. It'd be like Burt Jones, the Rustin Rifle. When you get these exotic nicknames – and, you always look to catch the fan base attention. So that's where it all came about. Nothing to do with Louisiana, local prospect. Nothing to do with the Saints or wherever. It all started 1983 in Michigan.
All right, here we go. Best sports nickname. Go. 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. While we're stumbling upon it, why not? I mean, Dick Night Train Lane.
Yes.
Right?
There's a story behind that. Yeah, Night Train Lane. There's definitely
Think of some others. I mean, is the Yankee Clipper, Joe DiMaggio, is that really a nickname, the Yankee Clipper?
Yeah. Look, a nickname's a nickname if it's not your real name. Come on, Christian.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Charlie Hustle, Pete Rose.
Yeah, Charlie Hustle. Pete Rose, how do you get Charlie out of that?
I don't understand either.
So, no, that's something, Christian, I thought we'd have saved for June and July, considering, like, the best sports movies. Okay, best sports nicknames.
Right.
So Christian all of a sudden just throws this.
Hey, well, we're talking about nicknames.
Yeah,
Shiz.
Yeah, Shiz.
One of my favorites was always Robert Tractor Trailer.
Tractor Trailer.
But he looked like a damn tractor.
He was a load.
He was a load.
The Nigerian Nightmare.
Yes.
Christian Okoye.
From Nigeria, and he was a nightmare. So.
I remember interviewing him in Indianapolis for the Super Bowl.
Sense.
He was a super nice guy. I mean, I couldn't believe how nice of a guy Christian Okoye was. We'll step away and come back. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. How far do you have LSU making it in your NCAA men's tournament bracket? Also, best nicknames in sports. Have at it.
Sweetness.
870-870. Sweetness. Walter Payton.
Walter Payton.
Call us at 504-260-1870.
Intimidator, Darrell Earnhardt. Galloping Ghost. You know
the galloping ghost,
Christian?
LSU, right? Billy Cannon, right? No.
I don't know. I don't think so. Chocolate Thunder.
Daryl
Dawkins.
Okay.
Who actually not only broke backboards, but
got one currently.
But broke
the Greek Freak.
The Greek Freak, exactly. Because nobody can pronounce his Greek name.
Right. I mean, this is Sports Talk here on WWL.
I'm guilty of that.
Pistol Pete, Magic, Dr. J, Air Jordan. Text messages at 870-870, best nickname in sports. Well, also, what about
you,
He Hate
you,
Me?
You know, then you had...
What about He Hate Me? Remember him?
No, that was awesome. He Hate Me. Are we still talking about the XFL?
What about when Shaquille O'Neal went to Arizona and became the Big Shaqtus?
The Big Shaqtus? Well, he was Shaq also as
right.
well.
Well, the one that didn't live up to expectations because you're like, oh, who's the next Michael Jordan? Who's the next King James? You know, what's going to come about? I think Zion is going to be known more instead of Zion Williamson, more by his first name than his latter name.
Yeah.
Just say Zion.
Yeah. When you have one name, just like we call Drew Brees, Drew down here, you know, everybody knows down here you're talking about Drew.
Right.
Not Drew Holiday of the Pelicans, but Drew Brees.
Drew Brees.
When you have one name that you're referenced and people know who you are, you're a big deal.
Well, and it could be a first or last name. Brazilian soccer players are famous for having one name.
Neymar.
You know, like Neymar, Ronaldo. You know, then you got right now, you think of Cristiano Ronaldo.
Messi. Lionel Messi.
You don't say Lionel, you say Messi.
Okay.
And you know who that is. I mean, so, yeah, that's but Nadal, you say Rafael Nadal. I guess you'd say Nadal. Federer, you don't have to say Roger Federer.
Yeah, what about
– You know who Federer is.
Remember Robert Icky Woods with the Bengals?
Or the Icky Shuffle.
Shuffle.
The Icky Shuffle. Remember that dance?
Refrigerator Perry as well.
Come on. The original Billy White Shoes Johnson. You know, Billy White Shoes Johnson, when I was in Atlanta, he was the Fred McAfee of the Falcons.
Really?
Yeah, that was Billy White Shoes' role.
My dad texted me on my phone, T-Bone. He's making a Seinfeld reference. T-Bone. How can I be T-Bone? You're not a T-Bone.
Yeah, are you not
T-Bone.
T-Bone, T-Bob. I mean, it's like a T, a little. Yeah,
right.
So.
All right, let's get to the phones here.
Smoker Joe Frazier.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good one. Iron Mike Tyson.
Yeah, but Iron Mike Ditka, too. He had two Iron Mikes.
Yeah, but Iron Mike Tyson was Iron Mike Tyson.
No, but if you're really old, you might think Iron Mike Ditka.
Yeah. Jonathan Uptown, what's going on, Jonathan? You're on WWL.
Oh, yes, man. Two things. First thing, greatest sports name of all time to me. This guy, he was a shooting guard for the 76ers. Then he played for the Cleveland Cavaliers, a few other teams. I saw him. Because we used to get the WGN channel down to here and watch all the Chicago Bulls games. I watch him light Michael Jordan up for like 40. World be free.
World be free. God, that was like world. If you think about that name, did he change his name now, Jonathan?
To
World
he
B, right?
He changed it. Legally changed it to World. His name was Lloyd Free. His original name was Lloyd Free, and he changed it to World Be Free.
You know who else? A teammate of mine.
Ironhead.
But that one, he didn't change his name.
No, but I'm just saying Ironhead's a good nickname.
Craig Hayward, Ironhead Hayward. But you know who changed his name like World Be Free? I played with him at Northwestern State University in Natchitoches. He changed his middle name to Super. Mark Super Duper.
He was Mark Duper,
but he just changed his middle name. Mark
he legally
Super
changed it?
Yes.
Really?
Mark Super Duper.
Yeah,
Mark Super
legally
Duper.
Legally changed it. Wow. Hey, man, this is the next thing I wanted to ask you guys about. Okay, with the Will Wade situation, okay, did you hear any more? I'm not hearing any more about what do they actually have. I mean, I know the phone conversation, and you and I both know what he's talking about.
Right.
But I could just see his lawyers getting in court and arguing and saying, hey, man, we're talking about, you know, a deal for, you know, he's got the best deal because we're going to give him all his classes or he's going to be allowed to take these certain classes or something. You know what I'm saying?
That's what they're going to try, but that's not going to hold up very well.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I can see his argue.
So you talk about Jonathan, how they're going to spin it. Yeah, they're going to like.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You and I both know what he was talking about, but I can see his lawyers putting up a fight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and spinning
of course.
It in a different direction. And of course, that's their job. They're going to do that. But I'm just saying, seems like, you know.
Well, it's my understanding, Jonathan, he didn't want to meet with LSU, and obviously he's the popular candidate going forward to be the head coach at LSU. I think the fan base loves Will Wade. But the one thing LSU has to cover their behind, And my understanding, he did not want to meet with LSU because also the NCAA would have been present.
Right.
So it was like, whoa, I don't know if I'm doing that.
Ocho Cinco, another one, the fridge, along with Shoeless Joe, Broadway Joe Namath, of course. What about Deuce, our very own Deuce McAllister? Deuce.
So what's
Delimus.
Yeah. Well, say it again, Chris.
Delimus.
I can't even pronounce that. I'm going to call him Deuce.
I got a real story for you, though. I was coaching youth football in Kentucky, and there was a kid on another team. Literally, his real name was Superman. That's what his parents chose to name him, Superman.
His last name was Man, like M-A-N, like
no,
Charles
No, no, no,
Man.
No. His first name was Superman. His last name was Burrow.
Superman,
that was his name.
Superman Burrow.
Yeah. That was his actual name.
Because I thought maybe it might have been last name Man, because Charles Man, you remember the good pass with the Washington Redskins?
Yeah, no, his first name was Superman.
Dexter Manley, Charles Man, they were pretty good.
Rick in New Orleans, what's going on, Rick? You're on WWL. Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys, I'm just calling in. You guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just calling in to discuss how far LSU can go in the tournament. I think if you evaluate from a talent standpoint, LSU can compete with anybody in talent. But the problem is they've shown the ability to lose to anybody. I think they've gotten up big in some games, and they've blown the lead. I mean, they got up double digits or more against Florida and blew the game.
Right.
And then you have to look about how LSU is going to respond with Will Wade, and Will Wade being out. And I think, unfortunately, they started out doing well against Florida in the SEC tournament, but I would say that Tony Benford made a mistake at the end of the game getting a technical foul and having almost a 6 or a 7-point swing.
Yeah, it was like 6-point swing, and then it was like then snowballed. And, that was not wise, to say the least. I think behind the scenes also what occurs on the sidelines, how just Will Wade working the officials. You don't want to get a technical, but how, close calls. And there is an artwork to that, how you work the officials to work on your behalf. Now, Rick, it sounds like you followed LSU throughout the season so far and where they're at. And you look at the challenge of being in the region that they are in the East. And where would you rank this in LSU basketball history? Because, it'd be totally unexpected. I think it wouldn't be unexpected if they made the Sweet 16, make the Sweet 16. But let's say the teams who you expect to win, win. And then LSU's been in the Final Four before. Look at the past history. They've accomplished that. But what would you view – or how would you view if all of a sudden you make the Sweet 16 and you beat a team like Michigan State, and then all of a sudden you make the Elite Eight and you beat Duke to go to the Final Four? I mean, you'd have everyone around the country saying, like, well, they cheated. That's why they got there. They wouldn't give LSU credit, and that would be a great accomplishment considering the players and what they accomplished on the court.
Well, I think in considering the gravity of the situation, having Will Wade, having the turmoil, the development of the team throughout the season, beating a team like Tennessee and beating a team like Kentucky, going to the NCAA tournament, if in fact they are able to beat the Spartans and Tom Izzo in the Sweet 16 and beat Duke, with a team like Duke that, people are saying is unbelievably talented with Zion Williamson and Cam Reddish and being able to beat anybody. And I think there's maybe two ways to look at it with Duke, how Duke's with or without Zion. People think that he's almost unbeatable. I think the only team they lost to was Gonzaga. I think overall, considering the history of LSU, and I think they've made the Final Four twice, with Tyrus Thomas and Big Baby and maybe before, I think this is right up there. This is absolutely up there and one of the greatest accomplishments of LSU basketball, if, in fact, they are able to get over the hump and get down there.
Rick, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. Sounds like he's an astute LSU basketball fan, that's for sure. Dean, real quick, in Houma, what's going on? Dean, you're on WWL.
Hello.
Hey, Dean.
Yeah, hey, man. This is Dean from Houma, one of Bobby's Cajun cousins.
And, hey, Dean, what you got?
Tell y'all, hey, Nick, listen, I just wanted to tell you about Charlie Hustle. Mickey Mantle gave him that name when he was a rookie. Pete Rose was a rookie, and the Cincinnati Reds played in an exhibition game. And Pete tried to catch a ball that was way over the fence, a home run. And Mickey told Roger, look old Charlie Hustle over there. And Mickey gave him that name.
Okay.
But anyway, y'all talking about great nicknames. Of course, I'm a big Yankee fan, so I love Joe DiMaggio, the Yankee Clipper. But Refrigerator Perry, he looked like a refrigerator. So
he looked like two refrigerators.
Yeah,
a freezer.
He was like old school icebox. Yeah, he was a big old icebox, Dean.
Yeah, I remember watching him that year. He carried it was a Super Bowl right here in New Orleans. Had a carry in the Super Bowl, scored a touchdown, and Walter Payton. A lot of Bears fans upset about that one. That Sweetness didn't get a chance to get a touchdown carry in the Super Bowl.
Well, that's Mike Ditka's fault. Mike Ditka should have made sure the game was well in hand that Walter Payton got that touchdown.
Mark Menard at Master Control. You got a nickname? Anybody ever called you, dubbed you a nickname?
For years, my friends have been wanting me to go on the air as Shark Menard. I don't know why.
Shark
but
Menard.
Yeah,
like how about Big Booty Menard? No, you do have.
Oh, boy.
No, that's not
Bobby,
a bad thing. No,
it's not a bad thing.
No, you got physical attributes and stuff.
Yeah,
you got that.
I'm just gonna leave that one alone.
If I got to choose between the two, I'll take Shark.
Okay, I got you.
Kenneth, Andy, Matt, and Clifford, you're up after our CBS News update, and also Ryan Shimp talking a little LSU baseball next here on WWL.
So, Mark, we want you on the line, Big Booty Foundation.
Talking best nicknames in sports, just kind of spurred from the Shiz, the player Shiz. I can't remember his last name. Alston, yeah, college basketball player. And Bobby has done a terrible job of nicknaming Mark Menard, but you got another one?
No, I have the best one ever. I mean, how did he get this nickname? Cedric Maxwell Cornbread.
Cornbread, yes.
I mean, with the Celtics, Cornbread.
What about Big Snacks Hankins?
Yes.
Big Snacks.
Along those lines, Big Snacks.
You know, your son named Sheldon Rankins Stankin' Rankins.
Because it rhymed or something?
Yeah, probably. I mean, just, this is when he was drafted. He's like, yeah, Stankin' Rankins.
Yeah, probably.
Because he puts that stank on those quarterbacks when he sacks.
Yeah, that's but I can tell you what.
Ryan Shimp's probably like, what are y'all doing?
But Cornbread.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Cedric Maxwell Cornbread. Yeah.
Ryan Shimp, former LSU baseball player, former MLB'er as well, at Ryan_Shimp joining us now. And Ryan, you've stumbled into a bit of an odd conversation. We got into best sports nicknames. Do you have a nickname?
With my last name, I think we talked about this last time. I've got a couple of them, but nothing can really stick. But you'd imagine I got a few of them with the last name Shemp. Yeah.
Yeah, you could get creative, especially these parts.
No, Shemp, the Three Stooges. Shemp. Right.
That.
Yeah, probably. That.
Yeah, we get that, and like I said a while back, Detlef Shrimp is a big one. That's starting to make.
Yeah,
it's
the
comeback,
big German.
So.
Yeah, Detlef Shrimp. Yeah, the big German.
Yeah.
Ryan, LSU over the weekend, good sweep for them against Kentucky, and it was so much concern going into the series about will the pitching staff be able to hold up after. You know, issuing what I think it was 87 walks and 145 innings in a third prior to that series against Kentucky, but they did walk 15, but they struck out 30 plus. I'd say the pitching certainly answered the question.
Absolutely, that was the first two games. That was really good to see. The pitching was very good. Hess, Fano were awesome. It was pretty key for the team. The pitching really did well the first two games. They used four pitchers in two games, so that was definitely something very positive to see from LSU.
Now, Ryan, talk about the challenges. Obviously, I said you got to win the series against Kentucky to start SEC play, and obviously when you sweep anyone, that's impressive, but it seems like a whole different animal and a challenge for the pitching staff to go against the Georgia Bulldogs on the road.
Yeah, it's going to be a big test for them. I mean, they've been tested early on. I was thinking about it earlier. I know people were a little upset with the Texas series, but not many people start out the gate playing a big school and a really good opponent like Texas early on. But this will be another big test for them, and it's a good thing. Hopefully something positive for them to build on with the pitching they had this weekend, and they'll be taking on a good Georgia team. So I know they're looking forward to it. So it'll be a big test for them.
Ryan, the story of the year so far, I think, in college baseball has to be Chris Reed, or at least considered to be Chris Reed. When you consider, you know, he wasn't even on the roster 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago. Here he is hitting .400, hitting over .300. His on-base percentage is above .500. I mean, how does that happen?
It really is. It's a great story. And it's a guy you really root for. It's not easy to play the game of baseball, especially when when you've been sitting around not playing for as long as he was playing. And he's a good person. I know everybody in Louisiana who's following LSU baseball is pretty excited and happy for Chris Reed. And he's doing something really special. And I hope he continues, being a leader for the team, for one of the leaders for the team, and playing as well as he is. I know he's a big part of that team, not just playing, but in the locker room as well.
Ryan, when you look at Zach Watson at the two hole, move from the five to the two. Now he's hitting over 400. Is that because he's seeing better pitches? Was that early on? He was just scuffling a little bit.
Yeah, it could be. I know throughout the year, everybody goes in their little funks, and sometimes you just have to change it up a little bit. And especially early on in the season, you're trying to find that lineup that you would like to stick with. It's not going to be the same every game, but it'd be nice to kind of get a solid lineup as you go further on in the season. And that's the good thing about being early and, kind of experimenting a little bit with the lineup so that when you get further on in the SEC play, you have everybody kind of knowing their role and hopefully it takes off for them.
Ryan, I know it's a midweek game, but last week we learned something in the midweek game up there in Natchitoches when Northwestern State beat LSU 3-1 in a dominant pitching performance. They got Nichols tomorrow, so I would imagine it's going to be a team that's going to be looking for some atonement after last week's midweek loss.
Absolutely. Bobby and I were talking last week about it. These midweek games, they're no joke. I mean, no matter who you play, everybody is coming to, especially LSU, whenever you play these midweek games, everybody wants to beat you. It's a big accomplishment to beat LSU, and you can't take anybody lightly, especially at this point in the year when you've been scuffing a little bit. You don't want to take anybody lightly.
Ryan Shemp, former LSU Tiger, and good follow on Twitter at Ryan_Shemp. Go ahead, Bobby.
Now, Ryan, do you ever get to meet? We talked about this last night. Coach Mineri's father is known. We're talking about nicknames. He was known as Doc. I mean, when you consider what he meant to JUCO baseball, and whenever you make an all-century team, not all-decade, but all-century, that kind of speaks volumes. It's amazing the Mineri family and the major leaguers that he coached and really to establish college baseball at the highest level.
Absolutely. He's a legend. He was a great person. I was very lucky to be around Doc, to learn a lot, to on the bench with him and share stories and just absorb everything that he had to share. He's been around for a long, long time. I know he impacted a lot of people. He impacted me and my career. And I know he met a lot of people in baseball. He mentored a lot of people. He's a legend, to say the least.
Ryan, Saul Garza at times looks like a legitimate SEC hitter, and then at other times he looks like he's a JUCO hitter coming from junior college last year. Do you think that the Tigers are going to continue, and Paul Mineri are going to continue to be patient with him because he's got that wow kind of power? When he does finally break out and start hitting the ball over the fence, this is rare power for a guy like that.
Yeah, I think for him, a guy like him, he's battling some injuries. He's still trying to get back. I still think he could be a pretty big piece for them, especially I think they have some injuries with the catching position. So they're going to need him. And, he's still learning himself. He's still growing. And you want to be a little patient and let him figure some things out. And hopefully it clicks for him.
Ryan, when you hear people talk about hitters' approaches to the plate or approaches to the at-bat, what are they saying? Like, what is a hitter's approach?
The thing for the hitting approach is everybody's different. There's not one cookie kind of approach. There are some general rules of thumb that we kind of go off of, but everybody's different. The biggest thing is you have to do your homework. You have to learn the pitcher. The most important thing is you have to know yourself, what your limitations are, what your strengths, and really put together a game plan on your strengths and what you see, and you have to trust yourself at the end of the day with what you can do and what you see.
Ryan Shemp, former Major League Baseball player, also former LSU baseball Tiger. Good stuff, Ryan. We'll check in with you soon, man.
Thanks a lot, guys, for having me.
All right, you bet. Kenneth at Slidell, Andy and Picky, and coming to you next here on Sports Talk on WWL. Best sports nicknames, also Tiger Woods, right? Eldrick Taunt Tiger Woods.
Well, you just could say Tiger.
Right.
Mean, who would you think?
Tiger Woods. You don't even need to say his last name.
Now, you know who's a local product that I don't even know his real name. When you talk to people around here, NBA, follow basketball, Slick Watts from Xavier went to the Seattle Supersonics. His real name can't be Slick.
Speaking of the Supersonics, remember the Rain Man, Sean Kemp?
Yeah, Sean Kemp. He had about, about 12, 13 kids.
Did he? I didn't know he had that many kids.
He had a bunch of kids. He made a bunch of babies. He was very fertile, so that was not a problem. But as long as you pay for him,
right.
You just got to be responsible. But Slick Watts from Xavier, I don't know what his real name is. Obviously, the Navy connection, the Admiral, David Robinson with the Spurs. Now, Penny Hardaway. Penny was not his real name.
Anthony.
So you think, but you have Penny Hardaway. You could say Penny. You talk about basketball. Right. You know who you're talking about there. Kenny Snake Stabler.
Sir Charles Barkley.
Right. I mentioned Cedric Maxwell Cornbread. Now, this is one that never lived up to expectations. He must have been unbelievable when he was younger and never fulfilled those obligations to be truly great. Harold Miner was Baby Jordan.
Remember that.
Come on. I mean, he was good. We wouldn't know Baby Jordan. He might have been in the womb. But Iceman, George Gervin, the finger roll. You know what? Recently, for all the millennials.
Johnny Football.
Johnny Football and the Honey Badger.
Honey Badger.
Tyrann Mathieu. I still say Honey Badger.
Yeah.
And I know he doesn't want to be known as that, but you know who you're talking about.
Sure.
When you say Honey Badger. But the best one as of late would be the new nickname for Robert Kraft. We need to pass this on. Happy Ending.
Robert Happy Ending Kraft?
Robert Happy Ending Kraft. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing. Yeah, I wonder if it'll stick.
We're trying to acknowledge him because Robert Kraft, they'll think Kraft Foods or something. No.
Kraft Cheese, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No, not Kraft. No, the owner of the Patriots, Robert Happy Ending Kraft.
I like it. Andy in Picayune, Mississippi. What's going on, Andy? You're on WWL.
Hey, guys, doing tonight?
Good.
Hey, Andy, what you got, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Just a couple of names I'll throw out there. The Preacher. And the Gunslinger.
So he,
Brett Favre?
Brett Favre, the Gunslinger, and then Reggie White will be the Preacher.
He's the Minister of Defense.
He would be the Minister of Defense. Now, I don't recognize that, Andy. Now, we know the Gunslinger, Brett Favre, but instead of the Preacher, utilize Reggie White as the Minister of Defense.
He'd sack you and say, God loves you, right?
No, not God. It's about specifically Jesus.
Okay.
It wasn't Muhammad or any other God. No, it was like Judeo-Christian. It was Jesus.
Man, we lost him too early in life, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was like all of a sudden hit me so hard with the Eagles. It was picking me up off the ground, and I was like, you know, held me up. My eyes across says, Jesus loves you. I'm like, man. So what if he was really mad? He probably could kill me if he was really mad.
Coming back for Kenneth and Slidell here on Sports Talk on
WWL. He was witnessing. Can I get a witness?
Can't believe we've gotten this far into the nickname part of the show and haven't brought up Babe Ruth, George Herman Ruth.
Now, the thing about this, there's two players that got a candy bar named after him. That's when you know you're big time. You get a candy bar,
Baby Ruth, but what's the other one?
O'Henry. Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron.
O'Henry.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yes, O'Henry, that's named after Hank Aaron. Now, Christian, how can we not? Come on, play with the guy against him and with him. Prime time. So who do you think?
Deion Sanders, of course.
Deion Sanders, prime time. Look, Louisiana's own. Even though Utah and the Mormons embraced him. Karl Malone, the mailman. Who in the hell's the mailman? Yeah, Karl Malone, you know that. And right here also in Louisiana, an outstanding career at LSU. I don't know how we get this nickname. I don't know if you necessarily would embrace it. Big Baby. Glenn Davis. You know, a big baby. Yeah.
He was born a big baby. Kenneth in Slidell, what's going on, Kenneth? You're on WWL.
Hello.
Hey, Kenneth.
Hey, Kenneth. What you got, man?
Yes. From Solomon High School, Alan Richard, one of the best athletes there. Played for LSU. They played on the Orange Bowl, the Slidell Slinger.
Slidell Slinger.
I've heard Alan Waddell talk quite a bit about Alan Richard.
He had a 400 batting average in baseball, and when he used to shoot the basketball, the goal would actually shake. He was a very muscular man. But they played in the Orange Bowl with Nebraska won, but they wound up number 5 in the nation. And he also played for Green Bay and had one 300-yard game, but he didn't make it in Green Bay. That was just before Brett Favre.
Yeah, he actually played in the USFL for the Arizona Wranglers. I played against Alan Richard, yes. And then he went to Green Bay. And he was at times doing something with the LSU radio network. I don't know if he's doing that anymore.
Marvin in the 7th Ward. What's going on, Marvin? You're on WWL.
Hey, what's up, man? I got a few of them. Earl the Pearl Monroe.
Oh, Earl the Pearl. That's old school. Now, the millennials, we have to educate about Earl the Pearl. With the Baltimore, not the Washington, that was the Baltimore Bullets.
Right. Deacon Jones.
Oh, Deacon Jones.
Deacon.
I'm old.
Deacon Jones. Oh.
Right.
Slap you inside your head.
That's the age.
Well, you know, you're a legit NFL player, a legit superstar when they change the rules after your play. I mean, Deacon Jones, they outlawed the head slap.
No, because he would give you a concussion because like a big grizzly bear hit you upside the head and you got your bell ringing. No, your bell ringing because you just got, because of a head slap, you got a concussion. No, Christian, that'd be interesting to see what offensive tackles in that day and age, if they even still alive, and what they're as far as from playing against Deacon Jones and getting slapped beside the head. I got my bell rung. Yeah, you got your bell rung like every game.
Again, had an opportunity to interview him in Indianapolis for the Super Bowl in 2011, and I could see why players would be intimidated by him. He was at 70. I think he was like 75 years old at the time. Well, and he was intense. Well, highly intense.
No, intense. And think about this. Now the game is tend to lead more towards offense because of the rules and all that. But those nicknames still have not been surpassed. You're talking about basically a half a century, 40 to 50 years right around there, when you have the Purple People Eaters and the Fearsome Foursome.
The Monsters of the Midway.
Okay, yeah, Monsters of the Midway. So that would be in the 80s. But other than that, is there a new nickname? Even when the Ravens were kicking butt 20 years ago with Ray Lewis.
What you talking about? You got the Bonk Gang here.
Come on. Okay, locally, I'm talking about that the whole nation has heard of the Fearsome Foursome, Purple People Eaters. They've heard of Monsters. Monster Midway might be the last one.
Yeah.
That truly, because nationwide, if you truly know football, Monster Midway, you know that's the Chicago Bears. But other than that, Christian, no modern defense has any kind of nickname.
Coming back for your phone calls and John Brady next hour as well here on Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.